Michael McWhirter and his family bought their house near Picacho Mountain when it was one of the only properties there. The realtor sold them on horizon to horizon views and the surrounding desert wilderness. But what wasn't mentioned in the sales pitch was the arroyo that runs from the back to the front of the property, a threat during storms.
It was not disclosed to us that there was an issue with runoff when we bought the property. It came as a surprise to us to realize that we had water swirling on the porch.
The McWhirters are the third family to own the home. They say it should never have been built in the path of an arroyo. So when developers proposed the Linda Vista Estate subdivision on land in front of their property, Michael McWhirter spoke out in opposition in hopes the same mistakes wouldn't be made again.
The developers want to come in here, set up a big, fast subdivision, make a whole lot of money real fast, get out and move to another state somewhere where they can do the same thing.
At a Doñana County meeting regarding the proposed development, McWhirter says the developers responded by saying the arroyo running through his property was an inactive arroyo, and the county gave the subdivision the go-ahead. But the arroyo is far from inactive. It flooded his property during a rainstorm in July of this year.
Water is coming down the walkway right toward our front door. Coming all through our rock garden. Arroyo's everywhere you look.
The arroyo used to run along the fence line, but with every storm it moves closer and closer. It now runs across their porch and just feet from their home. Octavio Valla and his wife live across the road. They didn't even know the arroyo was there until after they'd invested their money.
The little arroyo that basically comes down right across the street from us washed out the corner of the lot. The house was under construction then, and so the builder took care of the problem.
That was in 2006. The arroyo's path has since meandered away from their property, but its flow still leaves a lot of their street beneath up to a foot and a half of silt and sand.
We wanted a beautiful view. And so, you know, definitely if there were some issues that detracted from the property, we probably would not have bought in here.
The developer has since retired. He told KRWG maintenance of the development's roads are now the county's responsibility. But the county won't take over the roads because they weren't built to county standards. Doñana County Flood Commission Director Paul Doogie says the county is working to get the developer to bring the roads up to standard. He adds the arroyo was overlooked when the development was approved. McWhirter has had to take matters into his own hands. He has dug an 8-foot hole in his backyard to catch the water and built a wall made of tires and cinder blocks along the side of his property to direct the arroyo water away from his home. But the recent storm ripped that out of the ground, so he's looking for a more permanent solution.
I'm in negotiation with an engineer to build some structures, probably with concrete, to try to keep that arroyo down its historic course.
Valla, his neighbour across the road, is concerned that redirection would send rainwater during a storm down his driveway, through his garage, and into his house.
They're trying to protect their property. And you know, the unintended consequences might be that it endangers our property.
Ballas says individual property owners should not have to resort to such extremes to protect their largest asset. He says the county should have a bigger overall management plan. County spokesperson Jess Williams says the county does have a plan, including $6 billion in needed flood control improvements. He says they are prioritizing projects and doing as much as possible with the funding available. For KRWG, I'm Simon Thompson.